It's almost impossible to find anyone in coastal Louisiana opposed to the idea of coastal restoration. Storms like Katrina, Gustav, and Isaac have shown everyone the value of the marshes and swamps that once stood between them and the Gulf. But when restore means turning things back to the way they once were, problems can arise. The best known example of that is the conflict over using river diversions. Carrie St. Pay, head of the Barataria-Terrebonne National Estuary Program.
You have to be careful with the large water diversions. Regarding massive water diversions, for us to support that, you have to consider how big it is and how much is it. The Atchafalaya River, yeah, it's building marshes, building a delta. Yeah, we support that fully. There's no people living there. It's a freshwater river, you know, building a delta in a freshwater area. Certainly there's no problem, you know, let her rip. West Bay, we support West Bay completely. West Bay, just like Atchafalaya River, it's coming from the Mississippi River, and it's building, you know, this small delta in a freshwater area. But when you start talking about massive water diversion, say at Myrtle Grove, we cannot support that. It would drastically change the things that people depend on for their living, and more importantly, has a very, very high potential to flood people.
River diversions would open big holes in the levees to let the river's fresh water and sediment build wetlands the way the river once did on its own. Of course, these would be engineered projects with lots of steel and concrete to steer the water and sediment in the direction the engineers and planners wanted to go. The Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority's scientific team says over 40 to 50 years, diversions could change the wetlands around from the salty and brackish bays they have become over the last 70 years back to the freshwater ecosystems they were before levees disrupted that natural process. Now, land can also be built with slurry pipelines, a method that uses dredges to mine sediment from the river bottom, mix it with a little water, then pipe it into the sinking basins. Because it uses far less fresh water, marshes will stay pretty much the way they are today. But the consensus among coastal scientists has been only diversions can build land affordably on a long-term basis. Well, oystermen, shrimpers, and some sports fishing guides have been fighting diversions because changing the salinity of the water could move the species they target. Brown shrimp, oysters, speckled trout, and redfish move them much further south. So they ask, why hurt our industries and a way of life if there's an alternative? Oyster fisherman and recreational guide Robert Campo.
What is going to happen to these two parishes, St. Bernard, Plaquemines Parish, even parts of Jefferson, Lafourche is going to feel this? Where was the economic studies? Did anybody have an economist do a study on how was this going to affect these two parishes, these two parishes mainly, Plaquemines and St. Bernard? Did anybody come in here and see what kind of monkey wrench this is going to throw into the Codswell Cods when they put these diversions in? And I'm talking about marinas, I'm talking about people's businesses, I'm talking like oyster business, shrimping business, but it don't stop there, Bob. This is going to affect the insurance businesses. And so why is it going to affect insurance business? Well, when I can't pay my bills, I'm definitely not paying for insurance.
Is it going to injure the fisheries? No, I don't think it is.
Garrett Graves, head of the state's coastal efforts.
I think that what happens from the studies that we've seen and from the projects that we have out there now for freshwater diversions is that it does move the fisheries. In the case of things like oysters, which is a static species, they don't swim, they don't move. It's an important component of this to ensure that we get ahead of these diversion projects and work with the leaseholders to move these oyster leases to areas that'll be within the right salinity levels. But it boils down to a scenario where you either move these oyster reefs or you move your people.
Now, there are some credible scientists who disagree with their colleagues on diversions. Recent research has shown the fertilizer-based pollutants carried in today's river can kill marsh plants and lead to a rapid deterioration of wetlands soil bases. They understand the state's sense of urgency to do something big and do it now, but they urge caution. Chief among those is Gene Turner, a distinguished coastal scientist at LSU.
The master plan has a list of the anticipated land gain from all those diversions. Now, I want to frame that the total gain is 23 times higher than the history of land gain for 7,000 years on this coast. Let me say that another way. The land gain over 7,000 years has been on the order of square mile and a half per year. All those diversions are supposed to, if they're successful over 50 years, it's going to bring in 25 times more land than we had for the whole coast for 7,000 years. And that's for half the river, which means that actually it's on the order of 50 times more effective than nature has been for 7,000 years. And that is for only, they're going to open them for peak flows, which means you're not using the number gets kind of more and more optimistic as you prorate it out. And also, by the way, the diversions are not mimicking nature per se. They're a hole in the levee. The natural system was an overbank flooded for the whole length of the levee as well. So we're using a less than natural way to bring water overbank. And we don't have good examples of where it's worked. In fact, we have examples where they've been harmful. And they're way up, they're way above what the natural system has done for 7,000 years. So I think that's cause for some pause.
At this point, that doesn't seem likely to happen. The coastal restoration community, from the CPRA to a list of environmental groups, are all working hard to get funding from Congress and the Deepwater Horizons bill to fund these big projects. Slurry pipelines will be used, in fact, are already being used. But the community driving this effort keeps looking in the rearview mirror, and they see a monster approaching. Once again, Garrett Graves.
The diversions are absolutely fundamental. You can do things like this mechanized dredging and pumping the sediments out of the river like Bayou DuPont. But when you look at the cost of projects like that as compared to the benefits of them, you get a major return of investment. In fact, about four times the return on investment or more from doing diversion projects as compared to marsh creation or restoration type projects.
So far, the state legislature has agreed with the consensus unanimously. It's a pretty good bet at this time that river diversions are coming as soon as the state gets the money to build them.